Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
We've got some great advertisers on our show this week, and by supporting them, you're helping us to continue to bring you awesome content for free. So please check them out. A huge thank you to our sponsors for this week. They are Pepsi. That's what I like. Jenny Craig, get 8 days of free food and a free DNA kit when you go to jennycraig.com/Kim. Manscaped, get 20% off and free shipping with the code KimZ at manscaped.com. Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza now delivers. Be sure to check out this episode's notes for the more information on our amazing sponsors.
Podcast One presents House of Kim with Kim Zolciak-Bierman. Join Kim, her husband, and six children as she shares her journey to success and the positive mentality that brought her there. Come on in and make yourself at home. Now, here's your host, Kim Zolciak-Bierman.
Hi, you guys. Welcome to this episode of House of Kim.
Hello.
I feel like it'd be like, hello.
Only for you.
Oh, okay, sweetie. Lots to talk about, you guys. What did you guys think of the Kobe tribute? Let's just jump right into it. We watched it.
Yeah.
It was tough. It was not an easy thing to watch at all. Really proud of Vanessa for getting up there and speaking. I can't imagine how hard that was for her. And
yeah.
Michael Jordan is amazing. And it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, very.
A lot of people really, really loved Kobe, and he impacted so many people. So I thought it was really cool. And it was done on 224 because of, obviously, two and then number 24. She was number two, and her dad was number 24. So in case you guys were wondering, like, why? Because a lot of people were asking, like, why so late? And, well, it wasn't really so late. It's not even been a month, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So anyway, speaking of all of that, our friend Kobe passed away this past weekend, Colby. I did a post about it. He was 36 years old. We just went to their wedding in October. He married my producer. And so Troy, I woke up, I went on Instagram, and the first picture that popped up on, I guess, Sunday morning was Kobe. And I was like, oh, this is such a cute picture. And then I read below it that he had passed. And I was physically sick to my stomach. I guess it was Saturday, maybe. I was like physically sick. I've been sick. I don't think there's a minute that goes by that we don't think and pray for Troy. Troy, I was reading a post that somebody wrote about Colby and of course his husband Troy, and he said Troy's like just puppy rainbows and puppy kisses, and that's exactly who Troy is.
Right.
Troy had said he passed in his sleep, so 36.
Terrible.
I don't know, I just feel like stuff when this happens, like my stomach really hurts, and we were literally in October just at their wedding, and I'm so glad we went and we got to spend that time with him, and he was a lot of fun, and he was definitely the love of Troy's life. So anyways, a lot of people were like, you don't even know how to spell it's, and it was like people just don't read. I find on Instagram it's Colby, K-O-L-B-E, not Kobe.
There's Colby's celebration was tribute.
I think I posted on 2 days before it, so there was no correlation.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying Kobe's tribute was, you know, intended to be a celebration of their life and intended to not only reflect upon them as people, but to self-reflect and pull something from the terrible tragedy of that, to be able to assess, like, am I living the way I want to be living? Am I telling the people that I should be telling them that I love them?
Yeah, I posted on my Instagram, which I need to do a better job about posting about the podcast. But I posted a picture of Corey and I that we had just taken at dinner. And I just said, my little man, Corey Jagger, you know, took this picture. And I just wanted to remind everyone that tomorrow is not promised. Hug your loved ones a little tighter. Send that text, like that picture you keep staring at, winky, and really just feel love and give love. That's all we can do.
Right.
I love my hubby so much and I love on him every day, but I can certainly do it more. Hug my kids even tighter and thank God yet for another day. A woman who just passed, I don't know who she was. She was like 101, I think. And every morning she would say, thank you, God, for another day.
Right.
Thank you, God, for another day.
Grateful, gratitude.
Gratitude, again, comes right into play. But, you know, God ultimately determines when he wants to bring you home. That's it at the end of the day. And you have no idea if it's tonight, tomorrow, or what have you. So,
and
it's such a scary thought, though. I'm like consumed with it at this point. Like, Kobe was such a shock to me. I'm sure like a lot of other people. But, and then Gianna, of course, that was just like such a terrible tragedy. It definitely shook me to my core. And now Colby, it's tough.
Right. And we're all guilty of living, or not living, I should say, but wasting some minutes of our life and hours and days and making mistakes. And that's all part of life, sure. But when you have such a harsh reminder right in front of you, if you don't use that and pull something from it and make some changes in your life, and just one change, one simple change is change enough to make a difference in your life and somebody else's life and the people around you.
Yeah.
That's ultimately what they would want, in a great way to honor them as people and, mm-hmm. and keep their memory and their, you know, spirit alive.
Did you hear Shaq when he said, you know, Kobe wasn't passing the ball
yeah,
to anybody or whatever? Story. And Shaq was like, man, there's no I in team. And Kobe's like, there's a me, motherfucker. Yeah. And everybody just started laughing. That was a really great way yeah. to kind of just change energy for a second. So I thought that was really, really sweet. But anyways, so all of our thoughts and prayers are with you, Troy. We love you. I mean, it's just terrible. So moving on, sadly, to other news, we went to Monster Jam this weekend,
mm-hmm.
which if you're going, just bring headphones. Like, I don't know why. We only had two pairs that we had for the boys when they would go to Croy's football games. And so I didn't really think about it until we were literally driving there. And so we bought some kind of walking in, and they were kind of cheap and they did fall apart, one of them. But I definitely recommend them for adults as well. Like, it was sure. loud. I was closing my ears. Like, it starts to get really loud as it goes on, but yeah. it was really, really fun. It was really, really cool. Like, I don't know how they do the shit they do.
Right. No matter where you're from or what walk of life you've came from, it is really kind of pure entertainment. You know, Kim's the girl of all girls. Like, you love makeup and hate motors and cars and oil and grease. And, mm-hmm. and she was like, wow, you know, oh, wow.
They flipped the whole fucking car over, you guys. Like, the whole big ass
yeah,
truck.
They're
just
like 18, 20,000 pounds machines. These things are massive. They weigh tens of thousands of pounds. And they flip them. They do backflips with them. They stand them on their front wheels. Like, it's really cool to see. And
it's pretty nuts. I really enjoyed it. Kaya loved it too, because it's not just like a man's sport per se. It was definitely fun, and they travel all over the place, different countries and everything. Yeah. So you guys should definitely check out Monster Jam. So cool. I'm fascinated by the shit they do. Anyways, I finally, you know, I've had an iPhone 11 in the closet since November. I'm a creature of habit. I didn't want to get rid of my iPhone 8 home button. I posted a picture with the phone, and they're like, what the fuck? You have an iPhone 8? It's like, I'm not intrigued at all by having yeah, the newest
it's
phone.
It's like you were in the Stone Age.
Yeah, it doesn't faze me to have the newest phone, but my phone was running so incredibly slow. It was overloaded. It had too much shit on it. So Croy, I said, I need to get the iPhone 11 working. And Croy just like did it on his own. Thank God, because I probably would have never done it. And it's amazing. Yeah. He just sat it right next to each other and it transferred all the information. I have 125,000 photos. Usually it takes 8, 10, 12 hours. We have to get on the phone with Verizon. It's a big old nightmare. This was super friggin' easy. All my pictures transferred. Technology blows my mind. I'm fucking annoyed, you guys, with like swiping up, swiping to the side, coming from the corner, coming from the side, coming from the bottom right, coming from the bottom left. Fuck, I'm like, I hate my phone, Croy. But I'm working on it. But I love the pictures it takes. It's,
yeah, it's
the difference between an 8. All my pictures are blurry on my phone, my 8. Mm-hmm. It's just old. It's cracked. It's old. It's just my baby, though. Did you make a resolution to lose weight this year? Have you been too busy to cook or meal prep to stay on track? You guys, we just talked about this. Jenny Craig's simple program can save the day. Jenny Craig is an all-inclusive program with proven results that gives you everything you need to succeed. I think this is perfect to share with you guys right now after our golden nugget. You'll get your own personal weight loss coach to support and motivate you every step of the way. Together, you guys will pick a plan that works best for you and your lifestyle. It's super simple. No cooking or prepping. All the food you need for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks are provided. If you like, you can add your own vegetable, fruit, and dairy as well. You can pick up your food at a center or have it delivered right to your door. Can't get any more convenient than that. Now you can get a personalized weight loss plan based on your DNA. That's what I was just talking about, you guys. That's scientifically customized to you. Find out which program is best for you based on 15 different genetic markers. Jenny Craig is healthy, backed by science, and helps teach you the healthy habits that you can use long after the program is over. Choose from over 100 menu items, including low-carb and high-protein options. There's always something new and delicious to enjoy, and it's ready to go in less than 5 minutes. Losing weight has never been this simple. And don't forget about Jenny Craig's Rapid Result Programs. It involves innovative science that optimizes your metabolism and provides you with a plan so you're consuming more calories when your metabolism is burning the most calories. You can lose up to 16 pounds in 4 weeks. The average person loses 11.6 pounds. If you're ready to see results and get the personal motivation you need to reach your goal, you've got to try Jenny Craig. And for a limited time, listeners to this podcast get 8 days of free food and a free DNA kit when you head over to jennycraig.com/Kim. That's jennycraig.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. So anyways, I do have my phone up and running. We are over the flu. Thank you, God. It was no joke. I'm telling you, you guys, this potato necklace, is the vibe. If you did not listen last week or watch my Instagram stories, both of my twins had very high fevers. Kane was very, very high by ear, and it was very nerve-wracking for us. We would put him in the bathtub. Tylenol wasn't really helping us. Motrin was, but you can only take it every, 4 hours. My doctor started pushing it every 3 because it was getting pretty high. And then Brielle had sent me a picture of this child. His grandmother made him a potato necklace, literally just a raw potato. You cut it up in little squares or however you want to do it. And you string fishing line.
Yep.
What is it? I said it wrong. And it was like, ha, 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 fishing wire. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, whatever, dude. Like, that's what it looks like. Fishing line. Freaking piece of wire, kind of. Yeah. So fishing line, and you use a needle, and you just literally put piece after piece, on this necklace that you're going to make. You're going to tie it around the child's neck fairly tight so that it can absorb the fever and all the bacteria in their system. It changed our life. The fevers were gone within. Kai was about 4 hours. Kane was a little longer. He was pretty bad. And they never had a fever again. Yeah. So,
made them definitely manageable.
It was unbelievable. I had comments like, are you crazy? We're calling to report you as a terrible mom. Crying. Like all sorts of crazy shit. I was laughing my ass off. Yeah. I was like, I wish you would call. Like, go ahead, lady. Like, it's so bizarre. Right.
Now, that was not the only thing that we used. Again, that was supplemented with.
We still maintained Motrin and Tylenol with a Tamiflu, and we did Vicks Vapor on the feet. I mean, we tried Young Living essential oils, Cashmere's essential oils. We were trying.
We used everything.
We did everything because it was very scary. And potato necklace was the one thing I can tell you. We had put it on the night before. Kaya's turned black by the morning. Kane had to get in the bath several times after we put the necklace on. Apparently, he got it wet a little bit because the color was totally normal in the morning except for the ones in the back. So we put a new necklace on him, and that's when within 4 hours it had dropped. So, right. I mean, I'm talking 104 fever, you guys, by ear. Like, it's no joke. So
it wasn't a coincidence that the minute that we put the potato necklace on him, that all of a sudden they kind of were able to turn the corner.
Then somebody's like, if you leave the potato on the counter, it's going to ripen. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Like, I'm not dumb, but not like that. So Croy had a big piece of potato left over from the necklace.
Just to prove.
No, I don't know. You had it on the counter. And so when we went to make the necklace that night before they went to bed, the potato was like a dirty yellow color, like just like tinged a little bit, like nothing crazy. The necklace was black. So anyways, if you guys are struggling with your children, the flu, fevers in general, or just an overall bacteria, whether it's bronchitis, pneumonia, things like that, I'm telling you, it's an old wives' tale per se, or an old school thing that people do. And it works. So anyways, that's that for the potato necklace. I probably have 2,000 emails or DMs about this potato necklace. How do you do it? How do you? So anyways, I'll probably post a picture eventually. But you guys ask in my DMs every day for 5 days a week. Corey and I know just it's not realistic with baseball and kids and school and travel and work and commitments and all that good stuff. But we're going back to two a week. You guys tell me in my DMs what days, or you can email kim@kimzolciak.com or leave a message at 323-213-8100 what days you think would be best. Mondays and Wednesdays, I think, are ideal probably to start your week off right. And then Wednesday, the middle of the week. So super excited to be going back to 2 days a week. Just how many days would you like to see? Be reasonable. Wow, Brielle turned 23 yesterday. Happy, happy, happy birthday, Brielle. You're in the Bahamas right now, living it up, having the best time ever. I've never laughed so hard in my life as I do with all of her friends in the Bahamas when she FaceTimes me, and Ty French, who's a photographer and a very dear friend of hers, is dancing and spinning and hanging from things. And I just cry laughing. I cry laughing with them all. So... they're so funny.
Maybe we can get her on here next week to get the behind the scenes of the Bahamas.
You guys, I told Brielle that Brielle needs to do her own podcast. She is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life.
About once a month, she's funny.
Oh, yeah, right. She definitely has her mama's personality. But I think Brielle would do really great on doing her own podcast. So we'll have
she
to see about that.
She missed out on mine, unfortunately.
Oh, well,
my
shucks.
Personality.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Yeah. Personality.
Yeah, she missed out on mine. That's a big bummer.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys. So when I switched my phone over, on a side note, when I went from the 8 to 11, I've been wearing glasses. I told you guys I can't see for shit lately. It's so weird. Corey took my screen protector off. It was...
And you wanted to act like you had no idea what type of screen protector you had on it.
First of all, you guys, it was the blue light protector one, yeah. And it was a dark yellow. No wonder why I couldn't fucking see.
It's not a dark yellow.
It's a dark, it was a very, very dark yellow.
It has a yellow tinge to it.
You guys, I couldn't see the word the, capital, like magnified by 10.
It was saving your eyes, and so now...
It destroyed my eyes because I've stressed my eyes for so long. Mm-mm. I was so mad. I don't even want the screen protector on my phone now.
That is the exact opposite. You saying that it stressed your eyes is the exact opposite of actually what was going on.
I can't read it.
Scientifically
I can read
proven,
everything from my phone without my glasses now.
I'm telling you, scientifically proven that the blue light filter puts less strain on your eyes from the light.
Well, the funny part is all my glasses strain. Already have that, so I don't fucking need it on my phone, and I'm so annoyed
the light.
You bought a yellow, dark yellow screen projector.
You just need readers. That's the problem.
No, I don't. Yeah. I was so pissed you guys when Corey pulled it off. No wonder why I can't see. I've been talking about it on the podcast. You would think he'd say maybe it's a screen protector on your phone.
It's not that it was dim or anything. It's that the letters are blurry.
It's
that
dim.
Means you need readers. It's not dim. Then turn
it's
your brightness
so
up.
It's so dim. I can't. I had it on full blast always. I could barely make out the words.
Come on, community. I need your help here. The blue light filter was actually putting less strain on your eyes.
No.
Right now?
My glasses have the blue light filter.
No, they don't.
Both of my glasses have them. Yes, they do. Look at it. They both have them.
Well, you never told me that.
Well, I don't know why you're trying to play doctor. I don't need you should have said you want the blue light filter.
I asked
you
and you said, yes, of course, we have to have that on everything.
I'm making face cream with cashmere that has a blue light filter. I don't need a damn fucking screensaver. I'm so pissed.
I told you.
Okay, you guys. Anyways, so excited. I found my Cake Bread Reserve gear that I love. Well, 2013 is my favorite year of all time, but... so excited. I found 40 bottles.
Yeah, that ship sailed.
I'm so excited about it. I'm feeling happy again that I can have my wine at lunch, which is where I like it. So very, very excited about that. Tracy's always on the hunt. I'm like, Tracy, your job is to definitely find more
cake bread.
And then my friend the other day found me a case of Opus 1. That was from 2013, which is like one of their best years. So I'm very excited about that as well. So this has been a very great week. I have a new phone and I can see it. I've gotten a case of Opus. I've gotten, I don't even know how many cases, 6-7 cases of Cake Bread Reserve 2015. And I'm happy as shit.
Did you hear, I don't know who was reporting it. Might have been one of the big news outlets, CNN, Fox, one of them. That the price of wine is about to drastically, not
drop.
Drastically.
Well, I shouldn't have bought shit then.
Drop. Yeah, because they have The California's had, I guess, a good year, or our regions where our grapes come from, California being one of the major ones, has had a really good year. So they have a surplus of wine. And then on top of the good year, I guess less people, the millennials, they claim, the ones that are kind of doing more of the drinking, don't like wine.
They don't like wine.
They like the high-end spirits, or they are drinking the craft beers. So there's like this extra amount of wine hanging out. So if you like wine, you're in luck because it's about to go down in price and you're about to get better vintages for better prices. So you might be able to buy something, hold on to it, and then resell it in the coming future.
Yeah.
It's a good time to buy wine.
I love wine, and there's a lot of benefits to it, for sure.
Red wine.
And you guys,
to white wine, do they say?
Yeah, of course there is. My skin looks great. I feel great. There's a lot of benefits. Your teeth are whiter, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, I've heard it all. White wine whitens your teeth.
You guys, I've had such sore muscles lately, and I got out of my Celtic salt. And the massage therapist that's there today said it's probably a lack of minerals. And KJ's muscles were tight, and Kaya's, and everybody's were kind of tight because we do drink a lot of bottled water, and so versus tap water. So anyways, if you guys are just joining us on this podcast and haven't listened before, several podcasts ago, I talked about
Salt Your Way to Health.
Which is also a book that I recommend to every single person. It helps with your adrenal fatigue. It helps with energy, muscle cramps, thyroid. I mean, you name it. It's unbelievable. And so I've helped so many people and random friends that I've come across that will complain of, you know, muscle soreness. And so today I went back on my Celtic salt. I've just been so busy with everything going on. I kind of forgot about it. But anyway, so hopefully we'll be back up and running perfectly with no sore muscles. But I think that's what it is, because we're not getting enough minerals in our diet. You know, they remove, like, even in bottled water, it's bleached, and they do all these things to this water, and they remove all the minerals of it in it. Same thing with our food.
Yeah.
And so we're lacking in minerals. And Celtic salt, I like Selena Natural or something, I think it's called. Yep. It's a blue bag. Mm-hmm. It's a light gray.
If you go to Amazon put in Celtic salt, it'll be the first one that pops up.
Pepsi Cola has always been a product that invokes enjoyment. And in spite of the judgment that can now accompany its consumption, it is, and has always been, a refreshingly delicious indulgence. We believe the most enjoyable life is one that's free from constraints. Create moments of unapologetic enjoyment, like no one's watching and nothing is holding you back. You are free. Free to do what you love, not what you should. Celebrate out loud when your team scores a touchdown, even if the whole stadium hears you. Watch that fifth straight episode of Netflix, even if you should be getting dressed to start your day. Dance with abandon at your neighborhood party, even if you're the only one. Belt out your favorite song in the car with the windows down, especially when stuck in traffic. Be you, don't hold back, as being true to yourself will enable you to live your very best life. Be free from judgment and full of joy. Live every day confidently, fearlessly, and full on. Pepsi, that's what I like. Let me tell you guys about Amazon real quick, on a side note. Not Amazon necessarily, but somebody that sells their shit on Amazon.
Amazon too.
So Amazon's sweet that they don't allow the markup and pricing, right? So, like, there's this epidemic with the coronavirus. I just got an email and a notification from several people here in Atlanta that there was over 200 cases in the Atlanta airport, basically, possibly showing signs and symptoms of the coronavirus, which chaps my ass. But anyway, so I said, Corey, do we have enough masks? Because who knows where this is going? Quite frankly, it's scaring the shit out of me and a lot of other people, and it's just running rampant. It's nuts. And I don't even think that China is being completely honest with the number of people that have passed from it and how many people are truly infected. But that's not here nor there.
Conspiracy theory.
So I said, yeah, you guys, what did I tell you? Was it Chloe that told me to follow? Like, she follows conspiracy theories. Let me look right now.
On Instagram.
And then so I somehow saw it or did whatever, and I... Chloe and I, like I always say,
I'm a firm believer that there is always some truth to the people that ask the right questions and question the right agencies.
Yes, it's fucking Chloe. Yeah. Chloe follows conspiracy theories. Yeah. And I saw her like it, or I did something, I don't know. And I was like, oh, I'm going to check it out. And I follow it. And Croy and Zach, Brielle's friend, are obsessed with it. But
I fully believe that we are a lot of times told what they want us to hear, not the actual fact of the situation on a lot of big situations.
Mm-hmm. So you guys, I said, Corey, let's order some masks, right? Because Brielle's in the airport. She's coming home. I'm paranoid. They don't sell. They don't have any masks in the Bahamas right now at the airport. So I said, we just need to stock up with masks, you know, like everybody else is. So we stocked up with these masks, put them in the shopping cart, and we had a couple other items. It should have been around like $150.
There's like $34.99 for 50 masks.
Yeah, and then we bought times three, and then we had a couple other items. So maybe like $200 in our cart, and it came up like $677. And Corey's like, what the fuck? I can't figure out like what else do we have in here? Like we kept going back to the cart and looking. And finally, we were like, check out to like see what shows up. $477 they're charging in shipping.
In shipping.
To and ship the masks.
They wouldn't let me change so, the way... They wouldn't let me change shipping options.
So here's the thing, right? So people know we're all going to be buying masks right now, right? But Amazon doesn't allow you to increase your price or inflate your price due to epidemics or circumstantial, whatever. So they have to stay at $34.99.
Yeah.
But that's how Amazon is. Even when the shooting unfortunately took place in Florida, their bulletproof backpacks, they could not raise the price.
Right.
So $477 in shipping. I was like, dude, you're just that's insane to me.
Yeah. Not cool.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, we're going to jump into an email that we received. Let's see here, from Anita Kovacs. It says you need a licensed mental health counselor and relationship expert to talk about having too much empathy, which can actually hurt relationships, and what to do about it. I guess Jessica Baum is her name, the founder of Relationship Institute of Palm Beach, which is really cool. I've never heard of such a thing, and creator of the Self-Full Method. We need to get her on the phone. Okay, we're going to schedule her, you guys. Let me know if you think we should. A therapeutic path to personal wellness and freedom from codependency. Losing yourself in your relationship, too much empathy. I definitely think Ariana and I have this. Not in our relationships, but just in general.
Okay.
I'm definitely doing better with it. Yeah. I'm really working on both Ariana and Brielle to not have so much empathy.
When I read the article, I had never thought of this from this angle. I think a majority of people have probably not ever thought of the negative side of empathy.
Definitely having so much empathy for the kids, I feel like at times can prevent them from ultimately, because I want like, okay, let's read the article.
Right, let's read the article. But I think, I don't know if anybody, let us know, but I my guess is that a lot of people, a majority, have never really thought of empathy in a negative way. It's always thought of as a positive thing, like, it's good. You should have empathy for people. It helps you connect better. It helps you be a better leader. It helps, every aspect of your life. They've proven it, that having empathy for people just makes you a very well-rounded person. So
let's
here's the other
this.
Side of it, though.
Okay. Again, losing yourself in your relationship equals too much empathy. The list of all the wonderful benefits of empathy is long, explains Jessica, but there's another side of it that is important to address. Sometimes empathy can go too far. If you don't understand how to harness your empathy, you can run into some major, major problems. Jessica said empathic people feel so deeply that they often lose themselves in the relationships and become utterly selfless. They are so in tune with their partner's feelings that they lose touch with their own. When this comes up for her clients, she uses a temperature check method to describe what they're doing. It's a term that she created, and it's akin to checking the temperature in the room. Instead of measuring actual heat or coolness, though, empaths are constantly checking in on the energy or feelings of others instead of how they feel inside. Three tips to try next time you're tempted to give without receiving. 1, pause. Notice where you are. Notice that you're falling into the same trap. Take a few moments to breathe and come back into your body. 2, start to pay attention to the sensations of your body. Why do you feel this innate need to give? Are you okay with yourself? What do you need right now? 3, most importantly, remind yourself that it's okay to pull your energy back so that you can use it for your own healing and your own needs. I'm not asking you to stop giving to others or helping others, says Jessica. That's not the point. What I'm saying is that your own self-care is just as important, if not more important, than the love you give to others. Stop being a victim to endless giving and start to harness your empathy. Not only will you be taken care of, but you'll find that you have plenty more to give to others as well. That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I think that's really great. I think that's actually very well worded and very accurate article, because I definitely think mothers, and no disrespect to fathers at all, but I think moms in general, and like, you have the baby, you're so I'm just going from like the second you have the baby, you're pregnant for 9 months, exhausted, then you have this baby and you're giving and you're giving and you're giving, and how many of you guys, including myself, have you just run yourself down? You're just drained, but you just keep going and going and going. I look back on all of the four littles pregnancies, and a lot. And I say to myself, like, gosh, I mean, I went back to work 7 days after I had KJ, a few days longer with Cash, and then right after with the twins. And I never allowed myself to, like, properly heal, I didn't feel like, as far as, like, just, you know, spending that time. So I think about it a lot. And I think that's why a big part of me is always like, Corey, let's have another baby, just to, like, really be able to spend that time at home with Corey and I and have that, because we were so hectic and our lives were so busy when they were born. I would just try to soak up, you know, everything that I could. But so I think that's a good example of all the new moms. I know there's a lot of new moms and mommies that follow me on this podcast and Croy. And that's a big one. You can only really take care of yourself to be able to give better love to your husband and your children. I think that if you're a new mom, it's okay to say, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I need a break. It's okay. Croy would get up sometimes and feed the babies in the middle of the night, if not every night. I think it's okay to really acknowledge that. I think that's the start of where we tend to lose ourselves as mothers. And then as it goes on, it gets a little bit more hectic, and there's baseball and there's this and there's that. And so I'm the kind of person where, like, if, say, I don't feel good, right? My muscles are sore or whatever the case may be. Like, I will only get in the bathtub when it's extreme. When my muscles hurt so bad that the Excedrin migraine didn't work, or ibuprofen 800 didn't work, or whatever, then I'll take a bath. And it's like, dude, why the fuck didn't you do this 2 days ago? So I've really learned, I think since Rose, I had a reading with Rose back in December, to really kind of focus on more of my own needs, which has really been beneficial for our marriage. And I think my relationship with the kids, and you're just a happier person, if that makes any sense. What are you looking up, love?
I thought there was one other thing with this, but I can't seem to find it, but I totally agree with you. I'm listening as you're looking.
I definitely think, you really have to, self-love is something that is so hard for people to do because you feel selfish, I feel like. And, but it's really the complete opposite. When you are taking care of yourself and you feel your best, and that's why I encourage skincare and getting my hair done, for example, and feeling my best and taking time out for me, because then you're that much happier of a person, and that then you're really present with the time that you do spend with your husband or your children. And, you know, I love to go to bed early. I'm like a 10 o'clocker. I would love to be in bed every night at 10, but it's been like 1 o'clock these last few nights that I've gone to bed, and I'm up at 6:30 to take the kids to school, Corey and I, and I'm like exhausted. It's like, I know I need to be in bed by 10. So tonight, that's my goal. But I definitely think taking care of yourself is great. And I see and notice that a lot of people that do comment on my Instagram that are negative about things, I feel like it's lack of self-love for themselves. And I think that we all have the same 24 hours in a day. And I encourage you all, men and women, to really love yourself and take care of yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. Corey can rub my shoulders. He just was rubbing my shoulder an hour ago. You know, but like, I could take a bath, that would really help. I can just unwind a little bit. I can wear a neck warmer. There's so many things I could do for like self-love and to kind of feel a little bit better. And I think that you guys can do that too. And yeah, that's kind of my whole point. But we have so much empathy for our children. Like, if my boys cry, you guys, forget it. If they're crying because they're the broom broke and I can't sleep, it's like, I got it, baby, don't worry about it. Well, that's like stupid. Like, why would I do that? Or especially the boys. I mean, I'm telling you, my boys are just, I can't take it when they cry or whatever. So I know that this could potentially be damaging. I'm aware of it, you know, because I have so much empathy for them. Even something foolish, like, I'm just so hungry, I just want a cookie so bad. It's like, okay, sweetie, you can have the cookie. Like, that's not good, Kim. What are you doing? So that's kind of, it's one extreme to the other, I think. And there's definitely a happy medium.
Yeah, I found it. So she kind of goes on here to expand a little bit on that. And I think it would be a good idea to have her on, because she can really expand for us on her philosophy and her, I think, kind of self-developed term of self-full versus selfless.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, many people are taught that being selfless is not only ideal, but also a quality that will ultimately earn them a healthy, loving relationship. Right. But what's missing when you're focused on being selfless, she goes on to explain, your needs, your goals, your personal sense of well-being. Participating in a balanced, healthy relationship is a give and take, not a give. And I think, I do think a lot of people are kind of coached into that from parents and from mm-hmm, teachers mm-hmm. and from religious organizations, that you have to be selfless and give and give and give. But you can give and give till you're empty, and then what? What if I were to tell you that to improve the quality of your relationships, you need to think about yourself more often? Asks Jessica. It probably goes against everything you've learned about what it means to be a loving, caring partner. Maybe you even believe that in order to receive love, you must keep, quote unquote, giving, as if love is something that must be earned. Still, it's the one piece of advice I find myself sharing time and time again. To cultivate healthy relationships, you need to learn to put yourself and your needs first, or as I call it, to become more self-full. Jessica wants each person that she works with to become secure in themselves, so comfortable with who they are on the inside that it becomes an actual superpower. Show up in your relationships from this place, she says, and dysfunction, game playing, and drama will bounce right off you, as if you're protected by an invisible force field. So when you're self-full, whether it's in a marriage, a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, a girlfriend-girlfriend, boyfriend-boyfriend, a coworker relationship, a boss, coworker, any relationship that you just want to give, and think that that's going to ultimately achieve the goals in that relationship, she is saying that at some point she'll just kind of sputter out.
100% right.
Yeah. When you're a selfless person, she explains, it's easy to give and give and give.
That's my sweet Ariana. She's a Libra. She will give and give and give and give and give.
Yep.
It's then, just who she is.
Then comes the resentment and finger pointing. Mm-hmm. And when you're not getting back what you'd hope for from your partner, that's the opposite of what you need to be doing. The opposite of what will ultimately create a balanced partnership. Instead, you need to get yourself further Instead, you need to get yourself further over towards the other side. Practice caring for yourself more and prioritizing your needs more, and you'll stop attacking takers. If you learn how to give yourself what
there's
you need.
There's givers and there's takers in this world. I always say that.
Yep. If you learn how to give yourself what you need internally, take care of yourself better, and create healthy boundaries, you're just not going to attract that type of person anymore. Interesting, right? What is our law of attraction? What are you attracting?
I've really cleaned house. We have with family, friends, whatever. And I feel like we're in a really good place right now with just everybody that's in our life. Yeah. I just think it's really a great balance. So yeah, we'll have to have Jessica on. We should definitely get in touch with her and have her on, because I think she'd be full of knowledge and great information for everybody this 2020 year with your relationship. I think everybody could always use a little oomph in their marriage or boyfriend girlfriend relationship or fiance or whatever.
Yeah, and it's a great if you can't quite figure out what's going on, you're like, man, I'm giving everything I've got to this relationship, and for what, it's just not working. Well, maybe you're giving too much.
I say get leave the fucking house. Just call it quits. No. I'm just kidding. You know what I realized as Croy's talking?
Can't find the answer, right?
And I'm talking, Croy's so sweet. He just has a way of like, it's just his mannerisms and like his smile and his like, well, if you just can't quite find what it is. And I'm like, well, fucking leave then. But up in Connecticut, sweet, I just did an interview yesterday and was talking about Connecticut. And up north, you know, it's just, it's kind of almost abrasive.
Yeah.
And I realized then that, like, no wonder why these bitches had something to say to me on Housewives every time. I was like, dude, fuck you. They're like, what? Oh my God. You know, like,
ruffled their feathers.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I definitely, am working on my mouth for sure. But no, I think you can always better your relationship, better yourself, better your response to things. And definitely empathic people often feel depleted.
Yeah.
And I feel a lot of people's energy when I go to like a big event, Monster Jam or a concert or whatever, I tend to come home with a really bad headache. My spiritual counselor, Angie, always says whenever you get home from a large event that you want to always take a shower and rinse all that energy off, because you don't want to go to bed with that energy on you. But I mean, oftentimes it's like, oh, we're at a concert, we stop and have drinks afterwards, I get home, it's like, fuck that shower. Well, guess what? I wake up with a headache as well. So, I definitely feel like I'm a very empathic person. And I can almost at this point tell you what somebody's thinking or feeling just by looking at them. I think I'm so intuitive, I think, right now, and in tune with my body and my thoughts, that it's kind of cool. If you listen to yourself and feel what you're feeling and allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, you'll have a lot of your answers that you're looking for,
right.
I feel like.
Right. You know, we've talked in past about that internal compass. We can jump back to a few podcasts ago where we really discussed that, but there's always that tug that you feel, and that tug of that little voice telling you something's off or something's not quite right. And like you're saying, babe, there's something telling you like, I just don't, I feel empty or I feel off or I feel, is it you or is it somebody else that you're feeling that from? And if it is you, then really dive in and maybe you have given too much to something and not been filled back up or not been receiving the same from the other person or the other partner. That makes sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Pepsi Cola has always been a product that invokes enjoyment. And in spite of the judgment that can now accompany its consumption, it is and has always been a refreshingly delicious indulgence. We believe the most enjoyable life is one that's free from constraints. Create moments of unapologetic enjoyment, like no one's watching and nothing is holding you back. You are free, free to do what you love, not what you should. Celebrate out loud when your team scores a touchdown, even if the whole stadium hears you. Watch that fifth straight episode of Netflix, even if you should be getting dressed to start your day. Dance with abandon at your neighborhood party, even if you're the only one. Belt out your favorite song in the car with the windows down, especially when stuck in traffic. Be you, don't hold back, as being true to yourself will enable you to live your very best life. Be free from judgment and full of joy. Live every day confidently, fearlessly, and full on. Pepsi. That's what I like. Okay, you guys. So I posted a picture of Corey and I at the restaurant the other night, and then I posted a picture on this swing. It's at the Hotel Avalon, South City Kitchen I was eating at, and I love where this swing is, and the light is directly coming from the top, so it doesn't, it's not very flattering. But anyways, a lot of people ask me what are tips and tricks on how I keep my figure. I'm going to start by saying this and this alone. Genetics play a huge role. My mom is the same size she was in high school, just like me. My mom has several siblings, and my mom is the only one that's kind of had the same figure, I guess, you know, all of her life, which I have as well. And sometimes I even get frustrated because I really don't even have hips, you guys. But anyways, I'll take it. So I'm going to share some of my tips and tricks on how I keep my figure. First and foremost, you guys, I've never been a breakfast eater. We've talked about this in the past. I've never liked breakfast all of my life. Like I like to eat usually around like 12 or 1, sometimes 11. It just depends on kind of what my dinner was the night before. But I get up, I drink my coffee. So I'll talk about intermittent fasting as well, because that's like the latest craze, which I guess is just always how I've lived my life, but not really, because we're going to get into my coffee. But so I've always had 310 shakes, 310 nutrition shakes for many years after the twins. That's what my go-to was for breakfast, because so many people were saying to speed up your metabolism and all that good stuff. You really have to eat breakfast and get everything going. I don't know if I believe in that, you guys, ultimately at this point, because sometimes I'll have my shake at 12. If I'm like running out the door and I'm late, which is usually what I am, I'll just have, you know, a 310 shake there and I'll grab it and go. And it'll be my lunch. So it just kind of depends on my mood. I definitely listen to my body. One of the most important things that I can say to you guys is be a mover and a shaker. Orange Theory here in Milton is incredible. Corey and I have gone. We love it. It reduces the impact on your body, your joints, your by 40% on their treadmill. They have a really awesome treadmill. It's almost like jumping on a trampoline. You head over to their rower, you head over to the weights, and it's like you come back again to the treadmill and you have somebody teaching, coaching, directing you and telling you when the time's up. It's really great. It's a 55-minute workout. Mm-hmm. Corey and I love it. You want to stay in the orange, which is why it's called Orange Theory. The one in Milton is brand new, super clean, super great, but there are other ones that I actually haven't been to. I've only been to the Milton one. Which is awesome. So that really, and then, so when you burn so many calories, 700-800, Corey burned 1100 calories, you are still burning the next day.
Yeah. That's the cool part.
I'm definitely hungry when I get back from Orange Theory. So also you guys, I don't eat beef and I don't eat pork. I do eat chicken, but very rarely. I love pasta, carbs. I do. And people are like, oh my God, how do you do it? But everybody has a different body composition. We're all, you know, something works for me that may not work for you and vice versa. I grew up, you know, in an Italian household with pastas and pizzas and always a salad every night. That was definite. Always had to drink milk 3 times a day, which was annoying. And we always had dessert after dinner. So, which I think is pretty much the norm where it used to be up north anyway. So I definitely have something sweet every day, like a piece of chocolate or brownie or something. Otherwise, I don't feel like I've eaten at all. It's bizarre. I never sit down in a day. I'm always constantly running around. Like, I never sit on the couch and watch TV. I'm always running around. I always have something to do, somewhere to be. So that's a big one too. Intermittent fasting is like the latest craze. And what that means is, and I'm not sure exactly on the time frame, but I'm pretty sure it's from like a 6 to 7 hour window out of 24. So they're saying eat all of your calories. Say, for example, you get up at 7 in the morning. The only calories that you can, or the only intake that you can have prior to starting your intermittent fasting, which would start at say 12 o'clock, is your coffee, and it has to be black. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I drink half cream, half coffee, like for real. And I drink, and I put sugar in it too, like straight sugar, white sugar.
We're not even talking 2% milk.
No, I'm talking half and half. Yeah, I'm talking half and half. Land O'Lakes. It's my favorite thing. It's my favorite, favorite cream ever. I carry it with me on my trips. So that doesn't really count for intermittent fasting, but I don't eat until like I said, like 12, 1, sometimes 11, 30, but usually like more towards 1. And then I'll eat my lunch, whatever that may be. You know, whatever that may be. It could be it was tuna fish for a long time until I found out it was too much mercury. It may be just, I'm trying to think of like a ground chicken taco or something, or
you do soup.
Duff shell. I love soups. Yep. But that's not enough to like fill me up. Like beans. Tortilla soup, yep, is not going to fill me up. Chili does fill me up with like, mm-hmm, a cornbread on the side. I always have to have like some kind of bread. And then I'll eat my dinner at like 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock latest. And we don't go to bed until like 11 or 12. I'm not eating. Like, I don't snack throughout the day. I mean, I will on occasion have like French onion dip and like potato chips, which has kind of been a craze in our house lately. But I'm not usually a salty person. I'm more of a sweet. But I'm always on the go. And so somebody's like, well, you had a tummy tuck, that's why you're this size. No, I went in a size 4, had my tummy tuck, and came out a size 4. Like, nothing's different.
That doesn't mean that after that you can't go and turn into a size 10 if you can't control your eating,
right.
Or you're sitting on a couch doing nothing.
Right. Now, my boobs definitely were deflated after breastfeeding 6 children. Dr. Hochstein definitely gave me a lift and some life back in my breasts. But pictures too, and people are like, well, you alter all your photos. I saw you on, you know, television, the BravoCon. Well, television adds 10 to 15 pounds guaranteed. So, but regardless, I need to edit my photos. I definitely feel a lot better on my thyroid medicine, on a side note. But, you know, taking care of yourself, rest. If you're not sleeping, it's been proven that women tend to eat 4 times more sugar in a day when they're tired. Mm-hmm. Lack of sleep creates you to eat more and more sugar because you're trying to fuel your body. More caffeine, more sugar. So sleep is really important. They're saying 8-hour minimum, which I agree. I think that's very necessary. On top of Orange Theory, you guys, I haven't been, so if you've been, let me know, to Hotbox. Brielle went. She's obsessed with it. It's in Sandy Springs. It's a sauna that you can, you know, infrared sauna,
yep,
that you can go up to like a pretty high.
Yeah.
You're in there 45 minutes to an hour, I guess, is the... It's a huge...
It can be equivalent to a light to medium workout. If you get in there,
the toxins out of your body.
And get in there long enough, yeah, that you burn the same amount of calories equivalent to a light to medium workout. Like,
right.
Anywhere from, I think, like 350 calories. Don't quote me, but it's a significant amount. It's not like 50 or... Like, you're burning some serious calories.
No, it's pretty nuts. And so then when you get out, they have a vitamin C shower, which like makes you glow and your skin feel amazing. And Brielle's obsessed with this. So yeah. I definitely need to go there because they say for like sore muscles, who doesn't like wine or who doesn't have like, you know, they say it's the best hangover cure ever.
Right.
So it's called the Hot Box in Sandy Springs. So I'm definitely going to try that because a lot of my friends that are pretty healthy and fit go to Hotbox.
Yeah.
But you guys, I'm also telling you, genetics do play definitely a big role. And they do like blood tests, which they can tell you like what works for you. I think meat, you guys, red meat and the hormones that's in red meat. Pork is just disgusting, but you know, red meat and the hormones it's pumped with, and it's so hard for your body to digest. I've never eaten it. So chicken, yes. I have a hard time eating like a grilled piece of chicken anymore, but I'm definitely one to make maybe a meat sauce with ground chicken, fat-free ground chicken, is something that I enjoy over, you know, linguine or something. But anyways, so I hope that kind of helps you guys. Also, you know, after each baby, I wore a garment to like bring my, you know, shrink my uterus, bring my hips back, which I maybe should have left the garment off because my hips are still the same size they were before I ever had a child. An inch bigger. I shouldn't say that. An inch bigger. But again, I really focus on sleep and I drink a lot of water. I drink probably 4 33-ounce bottles a day in water. And that's super important. A lot of my friends don't even drink water. My girlfriend, Sean, did you have water today? She's like, I haven't had water in 7 days.
That's crazy.
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's like, oh, I had my Coke. She loves Coke. I'm like, Sean, you've got to drink water. Like, that's ridiculous. So anyways, I hope some of those tips help you guys. Coffee tends to, you know, curb my appetite. And I think that's why I'm able to go to 12 or 1. And food, I eat food to survive. Like, I'm not, you know, sometimes I don't even crave anything. And I'm like irritated. Like, I don't feel like Georgia necessarily has like the best restaurants. When I'm in LA, I can always find a restaurant to eat at, or New York, or anywhere. I mean, I can always find a restaurant. I feel like Atlanta, I've worn them out. I've been to every one. But eating out too, lots of sodium, lots of butter, lots of calories. So definitely try to make, I'm big on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for myself with a glass of milk or whatever. Eating out is a lot. Like, my girls eat out a lot. And I'm like, you guys, stop. The sodium content is unbelievable.
If you have to, you know, you have to. And try to find a healthier choice. Go with a something grilled versus fried. Go with greens. Get your salad. Get a broccoli on the side instead of fries. There's lots of different choices that you can do to make better choices.
It all adds up at the end of the day.
Right.
All your calories add up at the end of the day. People are like, how do you drink wine and stay so fit? I drink a glass of wine every day.
Right.
Every day. And so I drink like almost a full solo cup of wine every day. And I think that's two glasses. May or may not be two glasses. I think it's somewhere like, what is it equivalent to? Is it two glasses? But
yeah,
sometimes I won't finish it, obviously. But I'm always on the go, and I just, genetics. I have a fast metabolism, you know? And again, I don't feel like this meat and this pork sitting in my stomach that's weighing me down. I don't like the taste of beef or pork. So my dad used to make like lamb chops growing up on occasion. And I was like disgusted by them. And, is it lamb chops? And he puts a stuffing on them and all this bullshit. Yeah. That was repulsive.
No, pork chops.
Pork chops. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pork chops. What is that? Like, gross.
I grew up on it too.
God.
Yeah.
I saw like some pork, something with had cancer on it or whatever. Or when they cut it, I just can't really Google it and look into it. And if you're going to eat these things, like these grain fed, you know, no antibiotics, no hormones, meat is the way to go. So definitely look into that because it adds weight, you know, obviously to you. And if you're not pushing the stuff through your body with water, and make sure you're going to the bathroom. There's this thing that I used to take and I'll take on occasion. Now I haven't had it in a couple of years cause I've been pretty good, but it's called Oxy Powder and it helps you poop, and it does it with oxygenated basically capsules, and there's nothing harmful in it. It doesn't give you intense cramping. Most people, they say, are carrying 10 to 15 pounds of shit inside them.
Yeah.
So ladies, when your stomach's poofy, the night before you want to pop some Oxy Powder, drink it with some lemon water, it's literally called Oxy Powder, 6 pills, I think. And then in the morning, give yourself an extra 20 minutes or so. You won't make it very far. You'll make it right to the bathroom.
Consult your
doctor. I'm not a doctor.
Right, we're
Jesus.
Not doctors, but
oh my God.
I was going to say too, right? If you ask your doctor, ask your primary care physician, Miralax can be taken regularly without making your bowels become dependent upon it or making it have
an issue. Oh, it's not long term. This is more of like, gosh, you know, guys, I've been backed up. I was sick.
But even Miralax can help you because what Miralax does is it pulls water from outside of your intestines into your intestines
to hydrate and get the shit moving.
And so what happens is your intestines kind of get dehydrated in that area. So not only drinking water will help, but if you need
not enough
extra oomph, right, to get things moving, it becomes sticky. So you need that water to get things flowing. So philosophy is with
Oxy powder, Miralax, same thing. Yeah. My chiropractor last night, he went to Jamaica. I hope he had a really great time. Really great time last week. I was like, great. How was your vacation? Great. Because we were all miserable last week without you. But Dr. Malucci came last night, thank God. And I was like, dude, you know, I've been having cramps. And he's like, well, you're full of shit. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And he's like, no, seriously, I can feel it. I'm like, that is disgusting. So he goes from like the right side of my body and pushes everything kind of through my intestines to the left. Not even kidding you guys. Sounds crazy, but it's true. And I don't find it very funny when he tells me I'm full of shit, but yeah, I guess he was right. So Miralax, Oxy powder,
not figured.
Literally, Oxy powder, Miralax are really helpful to get your body going and get those toxins out. If you're not going to the bathroom, I mean, I think this shit of like three times a day for women is not going to happen. I think it does happen for men. I think they go five times a fucking day. I think for us women, if we're going twice a day, you're lucky. Definitely once. If you're going twice, you're doing great. Three times, four times, it's not happening for us. It's not happening.
If it is, congratulations. You got to figure it out.
You need to look at your calorie intake if you're shitting four times a day, I think, as a woman.
That might be another thing, too. That's a lot. Right.
That's definitely a lot. But water really helps, you know, and staying hydrated is super important. So anyways, I hope this really helped you guys in answering some of your questions. We're always open to your questions at 323-213-8100. We're going to be grabbing a few callers next week. So definitely call in and leave your messages. We're going to try to do that every Monday, is answer a few of your calls. And answer, you know,
your
questions.
It'll be fun too. Is if you text in or call in, we might pick a couple people to randomly just dial and say, "Hey, what's up?" See if we can't get them to answer the phone.
Yeah, we might have that. We might
and,
do that.
Do a little 2-3 minute call and just ask. We'll answer two or three of your questions right there live on this podcast.
Yeah, that'll be really fun. The number, you guys, is 323-213-8100. We need to clean the box out because it's full right now. So it's in my to-do list for tonight.
Yeah.
But you guys, definitely leave us a message. Ask your questions. Give us advice. Share your info. Tell me how many times you shit a day, women, because I'm telling you, like, when my doctor's like 3 to 4 times, I'm like, me? Not happening, girl. Thanks you guys so much for tuning into this episode of House of Kim. We'll be back next week.
Have a great one.
Thanks for listening to House of Kim with Kim Zolciak Bierman. Catch new episodes every Wednesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. If you love the show, don't forget to leave a rating and review.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.